Former advisor to Russian President Boris Yeltsin, a Mr. Pavel Borodin, is being questioned by Swiss authorities who are investigating him for possible money laundering. The Swiss are getting more serious about financial fiddling these days, though as Claire Duhl reports from Geneva, Switzerland has not lost its reputation as a money laundering paradise.
Swiss prosecutors are determined to prove that Borodin laundered $25 million through Swiss banks. It's alleged that the money came from kickbacks from two Swiss companies in return for contracts to renovate the Kremlin. But his lawyer, Dominique Poncet, says the prosecution has no case.
You cannot have a case of money laundering in Geneva or in Switzerland if you don't have a previous criminal offence, and there is no one.
Since the Russians dropped their inquiry, they haven't cooperated with the Swiss prosecutors. The Swiss have a fairly good record on confiscating the ill-gotten gains of corrupt dictators, but they haven't managed to convict many money launderers. It's not for want of trying. Geneva's chief prosecutor, Bernard Bertossa, argues that his concerted campaign to bring offenders to justice has at least had a deterrent effect.
Le fait que des poursuites pénales, même parfois, n'aboutissant pas,
the fact that prosecutions don't always end in convictions but have systematically been opened means that Switzerland is no longer seen by international criminals as a soft touch or an easy place to stash their ill-gotten gains.
In theory, Switzerland does have some of the world's toughest money laundering laws. Banks and other financial intermediaries have to report all suspicious transactions to a federal law enforcement office. But even a former official who monitored the problem acknowledged the number of reported cases was low, given Switzerland's importance as a global financial centre. His successor, Judith von Ey, says the challenge now is to get greater international cooperation.
Fighting money laundering is very complicated. The previous crimes are often not made in Switzerland, so often there are countries who doesn't cooperate very good, especially on countries who are known to be corrupt.
But John Ziegler, the author of numerous books on money laundering in Switzerland, says there's a lack of political will to crack down on money laundering in a country where 10% of its GDP comes from the banks.
If the rules would be strict, Switzerland would lose the benefit of being the biggest offshore place in the world. So no government would be courageous enough to enact a real efficient law against money laundering. It would kill the goose who gives us the golden eggs.
But many experts believe Switzerland can see the writing on the wall. Its treasured banking secrecy laws are coming under attack from the European Union. The EU says the laws are a front for tax evasion in Switzerland, a non-EU member. Professor of Criminal Law, Dr. Mark Peet, says the Swiss authorities are hoping for a trade-off in return for cracking down on money laundering.
It wants to be tough on money laundering in order to save bank secrecy. Money laundering is about criminals investing their money. It's not about tax evasion or other forms of saving taxes. That's where some banks, at least, still make their money.
Whatever its motives, Switzerland is doing more than many of its European neighbours in the fight against dirty money. But it will be many years before it rids itself of its reputation as a haven for the ill-gotten gains of dictators and crooks. For NPR News, this is Claire Duhl in Geneva.